Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IB Cool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori. I'm at the PGA Merchandise Show here in Orlando, Florida. And what a week it has been. And Nikki Conlon is the managing director and part of the family ownership of a course called Britis Bay. And it used to be the European Club. And we've been to the European Club many, many times. So this is a brand new venture for you and your family, right, Nikki?
Yes, correct. So, we took ownership of it back in June. And, we're excited by the next chapter in what was the European Club. It's now Britis Bay. We've employed Kyle Phillips as the golf course architect to oversee that journey or that evolution, I guess, from what it is currently into what it is going to be, we're hoping, in May 2027.
So have you been in the golf business before? Is this a brand new kind of venture? What kind of sparked this interest in purchasing the golf course?
Yeah, so no, first foray into golf, as they say. And it's been a little bit of a baptism of fire, but I've loved every moment of it. I guess we were selling our a leg of our previous business in the motor industry, and we were looking at different investment opportunities. And, you know, it's not too often that a world-class links facility like we have in Britis Bay becomes available for sale. So we decided to explore it to see if it's something that we would ultimately end up taking on. And I'm glad we did. And now we're all things golf now.
Pat Ruddy, which is a fabulous personality, as you know, in Ireland, and always enjoy his company and his stories and the book library. I know he has a huge collection of sports books. And it was, you know, how do you kind of manage all that? He is such a strong personality and so well known throughout Ireland. And you guys are coming in. And what's that like?
So Pat is very much a legend of the game in Ireland, and his reputation precedes him. So, we had a great relationship with Pat throughout that process, and it was all in good faith. And we ultimately agreed a deal that he was happy with, we were happy with, and we're now on the we're turning the page and looking forward to the future. And, in the redesign of the golf course, there will still be holes that are there currently. So his legacy will live on, and he'll still have a stamp on the golf course going forward from what he's put there previously. We're looking forward to the future and, you know, trying to improve the golfer experience from door to door. So that includes every element of that trip while you're with us at Britis Bay.
How did you know that the golf property was for sale?
I think it was off market for quite some time. I think different investors had looked at it, and for one reason or another, the deal had never materialized. It went on the market, I think, could have been August 2024, and we looked at it maybe in September of that year. And then it was a kind of a long journey from tentative kind of what we were, you know, looking at it to determine whether it's something we would move forward on. And that process started around then, and it culminated in June of 2025.
And so are you a golfer yourself? Are you familiar with the game? What's your interest in golf?
Yeah, so I grew up predominantly playing all team sports, as most kids in Ireland do. So they were my passion, but always had an interest in golf, but played it quite sporadically because of commitment to team sports, etc. But always enjoyed watching golf and like I say, playing it every so often. But when kind of COVID hit, team sports became almost unable to play them because of the restrictions. So I started playing golf a lot more seriously, I guess, at that point, or with a lot more enthusiasm, I should say. And definitely got the golfing bug, and yeah, loved the game.
Does your father play?
Yes, he does. Yeah, so he resides in the K Club, which again is another fabulous golf course in Ireland. So that's where we were both members of prior to the acquisition of the European Club.
Not too far away, I don't think, from European Club, the K Club.
No, it wouldn't be. It's probably a little over an hour. So yeah, it's obviously a different model that we have now in British Bay. It would have been a true Lynx golf course, and the K Club been a parkland.
Oh, absolutely, total Lynx golf course, and you know a lot of European players, well, Americans too, would go over there a week before the Open Championship, play the European Club because of, you know, the challenge and the difficulty and the proximity to the ocean, and try to get all the elements and deal with all that before an Open Championship. Do you think they're going to still do that now when it becomes British Bay?
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, actually. That is exactly, I guess, what the European Club was known for. It offered a really stiff test of golf to professionals, but to the mere mortal, it was almost too much. So, you know, we would have heard on a lot of occasions, you know, someone would come and they would have been delighted to come and play. It was a well-recognised golf course, but found the challenge just too difficult, and as a result, not want to come back. And if you're in the business of golf, that's not something that you want to be providing. You want people to come back time and time again. So what we're setting out our stall to do is still to be able to cater to offer a good test of golf for a professional golfer. It's still 7,400 yards off the back tees, and at the same time, been cognizant that, you know, for the other 51 weeks of the year, if we were to host, you know, a professional tournament, but for the other 51 weeks of the year, that we can cater to all levels of golfers, that a 20 plus handicapper can come out there and feel like they haven't been beat up all day, come off the course having enjoyed themselves. So at the moment, it's a little bit narrow, it's a bit tight, it's a bit overgrown, and in certain areas there's, you know, it's just a bit difficult in terms of some bunker placement and stuff like that for high handicappers or even amateur golfers in general. So our view is to try and open it up, make it more playable, more enjoyable, but also still catering to the very best in the game.
Interesting, because it is very tough. Although it depends on what kind of weather you get. I remember playing it the last time I played it. It was playable for an amateur player like myself. But yeah, you're right. It's so tough from what I can remember playing it with the wind and the elements. And so you're going to make it a little more playable for your average golfer.
Yeah, well, I guess people can resonate with how difficult it is that in the current format, it's a par 71, and the course record is a 67, 4-under par, shot by Tiger Woods in 2000 at the height of his powers. So that kind of gives you an idea of how difficult the golf course is currently playing. So yeah, we want to, you know, we're going to be a pay-and-play golfing destination, and we're cognizant that, you know, people come to Ireland to play golf. That's at every standard. You know, there's people who play it once or twice a year, and maybe the golf trip to Ireland is the only time to pick up the clubs because their buddies are going away, and they can still come out and you know, not feel like that they can't participate or whatever. That we'll have more sets of tees, and you know, we'll try and widen the fairways and make it a bit more interesting as well as playable.
How did you connect with Kyle Phillips, who's a renowned golf course architect, obviously?
Yeah, so with Kyle, needless to say, his reputation precedes him. He's designed some of the world's best golf courses in Yas Links and Cal Club and Kings Barons, obviously. So that's kind of, you know, doing research into that and seeing what he's produced before led me to actually seeking out a conversation with him. And when we spoke and he explained his vision to me of what he saw was the potential of the site, that got me really excited, and we agreed then for him to come and visit, and then, you know, that developed even further, and the things that he was hoping to do or what he would do in terms of maybe taking golf out of some of the weaker parts of the property, you know, playing along the coast in both directions, more variety in the golf course that's currently there, all of those things were music to my ears, you know, more views of the sea, better sight lines, And then obviously, as we already mentioned, improving the playability and the fun element to the game as well. So all of those things were ultimately what made us decide to go with Kyle. But in the end, it was an easy decision because we kind of saw things the exact same, really.
So talk about the business that your family has been in.
Yeah, so we were in the motor industry. My grandfather started a business in 1965, and that's what I was involved in before pivoting into golf. I think the landscape of the motor industry is going to change quite significantly. They're changing from a typical franchise model to more of the, you know, Tesla kind of model with consumer to manufacturer kind of purchasing. So that made us decide to deleverage our position in the motor industry. But what's going on in the global business scale at the moment is, you know, with AI and everything, there's so much going to change. Everyone is talking about all these industries being deeply affected. So when we were looking at other investment opportunities, some people might say, oh, golf is, it's a bit of a risk. But we saw it as an inverse because, you know, no matter, you go back 200 years, we talk about the length of, the ball going further and equipment improving and all that. But it's still fundamentally the same game. There's a ball in front of you and you're holding the club in your hands. And no matter what happens in terms of AI or other, you know, evolutions that might come on, I don't think that's ever going to change. So I think it's almost future-proof in terms of an investment. So that's why we pivoted to golf.
And it's very popular right now. I mean, really, in our country, there are more people playing than ever. And I've been promoting golf in Ireland for decades, and it just seems like in Ireland, it's hard to get tee times now. It's such a popular, you know, sport for Americans and international travelers to come to Ireland.
Yeah, look, we're incredibly lucky. You know, if you look at the professional game, we have some proper role models in Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy, who are really at the top of their game and contributing to, you know, big Ryder Cup successes, and Rory winning the Masters this year. It shines a light on golf in Ireland. And then when people come and have a look at what's here, they're some of the best golf courses in the world. You know, you look at the Golf Top 100 with Portrush and County Down and Lahinch and Ballybunion, and St. Pat's as a new course that only opened a few years ago. The job the boys have done up there, the Casey's, is incredible. So we're hoping that what we do in British Bay, that we'll be in that mix of those golf courses that, you know, it's a must play destination when you come to Ireland, that, you know, it's one you just have to tick off the list. So that's what we're setting out our stall to be. So yeah, it's been, in general, I think golf is riding the crest of the wave. Obviously, we know the Ryder Cup's coming next year. I think the whole island is aware of that and everyone's very excited about it.
So anybody can play this golf course? It's not a private, exclusive kind of arrangement?
No, I think, you know, we're very proud of Arcade Mila Falce and welcoming people to Ireland. And we want to showcase that and be part of that and, you know, welcome people from all over the world to come and see what we're trying to put on the ground in British Bay. So, no, very much it'll be an open door to policy and all are welcome.
And what will be the price tag for a tee time?
That remains to be seen because we don't have a kind of a steadfast opening time yet. So as the months progress and the construction of the golf course gets underway and we've better sight of when we will be reopening, we will at that point be able to communicate with tour operators and the public about what the green fees or the price point should be. But, you know, it would be what a tier one golf course in Ireland is currently been priced at, in and around those sort of figures. So yeah, it'll remain to be seen, but it'll be led by the market conditions at the time, really.
So give us a sense of, you know, for somebody who hasn't been to that area, where would they fly into, how far is it from Dublin, that kind of thing?
Yeah, look, we're incredibly fortunate. We're exactly 1 hour from Dublin Airport, or 1 hour from the Dublin City Centre. So, it's a very accessible golf course to the American market or any international market that can fly to Dublin. Dublin now, and if we talk specifically about America, almost has direct flights to, could be 10, 15 plus cities and more in America. It's a very easy trip, you know. So you hop on a flight, you get off at Dublin Airport and you've got right there, you've got Baltrae, the island, Portmarnock and ourselves all within an hour of the airport. And then, so it's very accessible from that perspective. And we don't offer We won't be offering it straight away, any on-site accommodation, but phase two of the development is hopefully to be able to put some of that in place.
Oh, so you are going to put some cottages around it or a hotel property?
Yeah, we would like to think that with the blessing of Wicklow County Council in time, that we could develop some lodges or cottages on site that, you know, we can host golfers to both play and stay. Yeah.
And Nicky, when will it be redone? When will it be ready?
Yeah. So look, with any construction project, there can often be unforeseen circumstances arise. When you're building a golf course, you're dependent on the weather, so you know, we could do everything right and then still not get a good run of weather to allow the golf course to grow in as we would wish. But all going well, we would hope to be open to play to the public on the 1st of May next year, 2027.
Well, all the best. And it's called British Bay, which is the name of the bay there, is that correct?
Yes, correct. So, the previous name, the European Club, obviously it had its connotations of what it represented, and it could have been anywhere. We wanted to put down roots and say that, you know, this is where we are. We're proud of where we're located. And going alongside that, we've chosen to turn as a new logo. It migrates to the beach beside what will be the new 17th hole every year, and the National Park and Wildlife come and set up nets to protect the bird from predators. So we wanted to, you know, represent the bird, and every green fee we will make a donation to the preservation of the bird as it is an endangered species. So that's the story behind the name and the logo. Yeah.
Now, are you from that area? Did you grow up in that area?
No, I'm from County Kildare, so it's not too far from Wicklow. But no, that's I'm a bit of a blow-in from that perspective.
Had you played the European Club?
Yeah, I had, and was always very impressed with the golf course, prior to ever considering getting into golf. So, it's an incredible property. I think anyone who's visited will have fond memories, maybe not from losing some golf balls, but, you know, the site itself is exceptional, and we're very excited about what Kyle is proposing to put down on paper.
Can you believe now that you own this piece of property and that you're actually having a golf course there? Kyle Phillips, redesign, British Bay, change the name. I mean, what are your thoughts about going to this established area, this incredible links course, and now it's family owned?
Yeah, look, our family is very excited by the acquisition. But yeah, it's definitely not something that was would have seen in the tea leaves, 2 years ago. But it's an incredible opportunity. We hope we can deliver on our plans and offer something truly unique and special. As we already mentioned about, you know, Irish golf in general is riding the crest of a wave, and hopefully we can make our contribution to that to even push it on even further.
Thanks so much, Nicky Conlon, Managing Director and part of the family ownership of British Bay.
Thank you very much, Anne. Cheers.
Thanks so much. Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IBCool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IBCool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.